This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I've shared on my Garden Bite Facebook page about how the Japanese beetles have invaded my garden. Last week, I had to rip out my beautiful Virginia creeper red wall, a hardy, healthy hybrid meant to be a lovely living fence. Up until JB struck, its second year was on record to be stunning. Unfortunately, that nasty bug absolutely loves red wall, and it annihilated the foliage. I have more pictures on gardenbite.com. That meant that it moved to a specific rosebush, Easy Elegance Music Box from Bailey Nurseries. JB attacked a sweet potato vine and would have gone for more. I hacked the whole plant down and dug up the root system, all the time battling the beasts buzzing around my head. Now the question is, what will happen? Well, so far, there aren't as many around, and hopefully they did not go just next door. We have new neighbors. That would just not be a good introduction to the hood. Japanese beetles were first introduced to the United States in 1916 after being accidentally introduced into New Jersey. Up until that time, this insect was known to occur only in Japan, where it is not a major pest. My method of control was soapy water in the evening, but we left for a long weekend, and when we came back, my creeper was skeletonized. University of Minnesota entomologist Jeffrey Hahn has a great article with some organic methods. I have a link on gardenbite.com. Other options include some nasty chemicals. I'm not a fan, as they also kill good bugs. However, I will share those options on my website, as well as more information about control from the U of M, which says the best time to apply insecticides for grubs is from mid-July until early September. Granular applied insecticides distributed on soil with a spreader are usually the best insecticides for JB. Check out gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.